Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360 on Wisconsin's Morning News. On Tuesdays, we talk with the Skip, Pat Murphy, on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Hello, Skip.
How are you?
So you hit a home run. You didn't, but your team hit home runs last night. That was different. Haven't seen those in a bit.
That's okay. However we get it done. I did hit a couple home runs in wiffle ball yesterday morning with my kids.
Nice. So. Very nice. Are those the kids we see oftentimes in the news conferences after the game?
Yep, they're right next to me right now. We're laying in bed here.
Fantastic.
My little guy's got a cough.
Fantastic. So, you know, some critics would say that by having the little kids next to you during news conferences, it prevents the reporters from asking you tough questions.
Wow, I didn't think of that. I'll keep doing that then.
Hey, did you happen to follow the bat saga like the rest of us last night? So Vladdy Guerrero lost control of his bat, and it went up into the net there along the third base side.
I was at the game. Yeah, I was there.
I know, but did you notice they were never bringing the bat down? It became like a focal point for many fans.
No doubt about it. It was fun. Our guys started talking about it and thinking of ways you'd get it and who would climb the net and that type of thing. So it became fun.
I've never seen anything like actually stick in the net before. I guess that makes it ensures that they're safe or whatnot. I guess my favorite part was knowing that the loud cheer that the maintenance guy got once the bat finally came down.
That was awesome. Now you think about it, I'm surprised it hasn't happened before, because the size of the bat, it can't get all the way through that netting. So yeah, I was surprised.
I think maintenance guy should be able to keep that bat too. Vladdy should sign it for him.
Vladdy will take care of him. I promise you, he's a great man.
All right, so you have Carlos Rodriguez on the hill again. By our account, that's the 12th starter so far this year, another rookie. What do you tell him before he goes out there?
You know, it's a great moment for you, Carlos. You're making your Major League debut. It's a great moment, but truthfully, it's not about you. It's about the Brewers, and we need you to be your best self for the Brewers and your teammates. So hopefully that'll get him to realize he has a responsibility. You come to the big leagues, it's a great thrill, but you certainly have a responsibility to your teammates. So put your best self forward.
What's your personality that you're looking for there? Do you want a pitcher who's like super cocky and arrogant, or are you looking for someone who's a little bit more humble or almost nervous? What's the perfect attitude to have?
I think there is none. I think that comes in every form. I think the guys will be anxious a little bit, and I think they got to learn to handle that emotion and channel it in the right way. And if they do, I think, you know, they can have success and learn from it and keep growing from it.
So
handling those emotions are really, really important.
Pat Murphy joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Skip, I think if I'm looking at this right, you're on pace to have 25 or 26 different starters this year. Do you think that's sustainable?
I don't think that'll happen, but we've had 8 different guys get a save. We've had now 12 different guys get a start. We've got 9 guys on the injured list that are out of our top 15 pitchers. So it's a credit to the ball club that they're just all hands on deck, and they're continuing to scrap and fight and try to win any way they can. Sometimes it's with a homer, sometimes not.
The headline was unfortunate that I read yesterday coming from you, saying Brewers manager is pessimistic about the chances of Robert Gasser pitching again this year. It looks that bad, eh?
Yeah. Well, it's just it's concerning. You know, whenever you have the elbow issue and you have things that doctors' opinions that validate, that have done it for a living, and they validate that, hey, the guy has to have it in order for it to be fixed for his career long term. He's probably going to have a procedure done at some point. So it's not to say that another great doctor might not say that that's necessary, but he's tried that other approach and it came back again. So I think you're going to see him probably have to have a procedure after all. But I'm not going to forecast that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be honest with fans and people that follow us that, you know, he's got to think about his future, not just this year. Could we get him healthy again to pitch a little bit this year? Yes, but doctors are probably saying that's long term. That's probably not the best thing. But you know, again, I'm just giving you my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor.
No, I appreciate that. Appreciate the honesty and your candor with that, Pat. Pat Murphy joining us. Go get him again tonight, sir.
You got it. Thanks so much.